a sweet single. This first in Hindi, of course, you know, not understanding it, but I have to read for my understanding.
Would you sing it?
Actually, it's really singing song, but you know, I have no way. So, I think you can listen me as singing, but like I will read, but you can listen that I'm singing. And singing that Bala me Bairagan. जिन भेसा न्यारो साहिब लीजे सोई भेस धरूं सील संतोष धरूं खट भीतर समता पकड़ रहूंगी जाको नाम निरंजन कहिए ताको ध्यान धरूंगी गुरु के ज्ञान रंगू तन कपड़ा मन मुद्रा पहरूंगी प्रेम प्रीत सूं हरिगुण गाऊं चरण लिपट रहूंगी या तन की मैं करूं किंगरी रसना नाम कहूंगी मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर साधा संग रहूंगी एंड इट्स लाइक शी इज पॉइंटिंग व्हाट नीड्स टू बी Like how can, what will be the, like she's using word this, man mudra. Mudra is like a, I think, you can say like a shape, and mudra. So she's saying that what should be the gesture of mind, you know, like what should be there in the mind to so that velvet can come. And it's like, I think, you know, in these lines, I guess all kind of spirituality is kind of, you know, like, kind of like, you know, she really squeezed everything and looks like few drops, but you know, this is enough. This one song is enough. Like nobody need more than this or less than this. You know, like it's something like this. And first thing is like she's saying that I wish to kind of to be with Krishna or to so that Krishna can come in. You know, this is like her wish. First thing is wish. Like in I think spiritual life also, like wish is very important. We really have to wish some point. Otherwise, like if we watch our life, what we don't wish, also we don't miss. You know, this is like kind of wishing somehow enables us to miss, and missing somehow enables us to act upon. So she's saying that I wish, you know, first thing is I wish, and you know, the strength of wish also, you know, the gesture of wish also we have to see. You know, wish is not that she has to run immediately. you know, which is not that strong also, and which is not that less that she can sleep. You know, it's like it's like an appropriate kind of gesture of wish. You know, she is kind of, you know, like if you immediately run, you know, also is not good. And if you sleep, it's also not good. And then second thing is she is saying, actually, like in devotional kind of realm, we can say, devotional people, they always use this word like sahib for their Sadguru. Like it's more for the Sadguru, like Kabir, Panthi, all of them use this sahib, and she is using today this. She's saying that jahi bhesa mera sahib rithe soi bhes dharun. And for my wish to fulfill, first thing what I will do, that I will not dress what I like, but I will dress what my sahib likes. You know, like the first step, I will start dressing myself not according to what I like, but according to the liking of my sahib. And then second, like this line has, I think, you know, if like if we even forget everything, only second that line I'm going to read. That is like, you know, if we really want to be like more specific, this is the line. And she's saying, Seal Santosh Dharun Ghat Bhitar Samta Pakar Rahung. And like how seal is translated, you know, in English. Yeah, seal, you know, but I want in Buddha, you know, like.
I'm Buddha.
Yeah.
Morality.
And what is ethic?
It's the same as a norm.
Not with this, like, you know, in, like, seal is very important, like, you know,
yama,
even in...
Yama and Niyama,
huh? Yama
and
Niyama,
yeah.
So it's like do's and don'ts, take them. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How about the code of conduct? Like,
yeah, code of conduct. But is it, like, really, because he's talking, like, this gesture of mind, so it's like very, very inner, you know. It's not like outer restriction. And from seal, I think it will be very difficult to give, especially audience feeling of seal, you know. But I try my best, because it's like, it's not in the psyche, you know. It's kind of somehow, when you want to run a society based on individuality, this has to kind of, you know, be burnt, you know. And that is the kind of base on which you can run individual society. So, seal will be...
Society based on individual expression?
Yeah, individual, like, you know, where individual is very important. Like, not the, you know...
Like
yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like anyone, you know. Now also India. Now it's like we are kind of importing. So,
does seal also go to deeper levels of thought?
Yeah, like, you know, it's like the psyche, like the base of your mind, kind of, you know, like the gesture of your mind. And seal will be like generally, if we watch ourselves acting or, you know, I will say reacting, but you can say acting. So, generally, like, whatever we do is reaction. Like, generally, kind of, we always keep reacting and feel that I'm acting. Like this is how I feel. And like it's in this reaction, like we are so quick, you know, like as soon we listen half sentence and half we assume. Like generally, like this is how we, you know, we listen half and then half we assume and ready to react, like really kind of. So then what happens, even what we listen, like if there is like sand around your finger, and if you move your finger, all sand goes up. So similar thing happened, like we really never listen actually. In order to react, we are not able to listen, because you know, as soon as we do finger like this, all the, like when we listen, is like sand. We have allowed listening to be deep in us, and then kind of decide. And that never happens. And seal means that you have to have a psyche where you know, it's not that you have to follow what you listen, but at least you can let that come in you. And like, you know, another example I will like to give is, say, like, you know, if we have a like land, and we try to grow, like there will be like one way that we know that in this land which seeds can grow. Like one way, like, but when we know, there is another like situation where we don't know which seed will grow in this land. So what we have to do, we really have to, you know, sow all kind of seeds and hope that whatever seeds are like good for this kind of atmosphere, they will grow. Others will not disturb, you know, like the seeds, if they don't grow, they will be like the part of kind of manure. They will become like manure. Like, what is manure? Yeah, manure is compost, yeah. So similarly, like, you know, like, because we are not listening, so then there might be like many things which really cannot grow in the psyche, but they will become like compost. So seal means like to have a psyche where you really can listen, really can let the seeds be part of you, and then see if, you know, if a beautiful tree, if a beautiful plant comes out of our bed or not. So actually this is because of our upbringing, this is not happening. You know, this is like we are kind of told to react. We kind of know that I know, and then from there we act. So this is like there is never chance of learning. So this is why she's saying, like, the first thing, I will make my gesture of my psyche is I will be in a state of feel, in a state of like where I can really invite, and then of course all seeds will not grow. Some will become compost, and some which will have support of me, like support of like a, you know, your psyche, they will grow. So this is like, this is kind of seal. Can you say, you know, like in a different way, what I'm trying to? Not aggressive? Yeah. You know, like, kind of, like having this kind of psyche, where you really have like a kind of shock absorber, you know. Like generally our car has no shock absorbers, you know, actually. Like in our car of life has no shock absorber at all. It's like really kind of bumping all the time. So what she is saying that, you know, if our car of life can have some shock absorbers, and better will be good, you know. Like even the old fashioned one will work, but if we can have like the new kind ones, you know, they will really work. So this is what she means from seal.
So it's also like a confidence to experiment.
Confidence to experiment.
Not only receptivity.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's not like only receptivity, you know, it's really giving a chance. I have that feeling
that you choose who will tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, somehow you have the knowledge, you, because we are all sage, and then somehow you choose who will tell you what you want to hear, that what you need. I want to know.
You will choose whom you want to hear.
For instance, Mira choose from Krishna. She, if her mother just want to tell her something like as powerful as Krishna, she can, because only she has chosen Krishna.
No, actually, see, this is not like that. No. She is like saying that what I have to, you know, she is saying what gesture I have to make in order to listen. So this is not like to Krishna. This is to Sahib, means her guru. Like this, she is singing to her guru, not to Krishna. So this is like different situation. And she really is feeling, you know, what could be helpful. Probably this is, I think I will say that this is her teaching, you know, kind of, you know, like, this is the kind of essence of her teaching, like how inner gesture should be to incorporate, to bring Krishna, to bring life, you know, in you.
It's like the optimal situation.
This
one you are eager to receive somehow.
Uh-huh.
She's like this.
Yeah.
I wonder, because you were talking about we are not eager somehow to receive.
I'm not saying that. We are eager, but our level is different. We show our eagerness, but because like somehow we accepted that there is nothing more than the mind, you know. Mind can only give us everything what we need. And experiences tell that, like, we are living like, you know, like, if you hear an engine running without this, without oil, you know, like, the sound, that kind of sound we make every day, you know. And somehow still we believe that, you know, we can kind of, you know, we can change the sound by changing, you know, some changes in, like, this is why, like, psychiatry is very popular, you know, because we have this kind of trust that by changing mind, you know, this sound can be changed. But so far, I think, like, what I know, like, probably from last 60 years, we are, like, very much using psychiatry. You know, this, and so far, you know, I don't see that sound has changed, you know. So somewhere like all the trust somewhere we put in the mind. And not like any other, you know, is not like kind of heard. We don't listen somehow. We don't really allow in any other, you know, even in education, if you are doing something like, you know, pro to mind, you have all the help, like all the governments, you know, including Indian government, you know. In India, there is like a department of dharma, you know, like in government, all the governments, they will have like, but there is no budget in there, like, no, there is no money there, you know. So like somehow, like the whole world somewhere accepted that, you know, this can work. And still we have this belief that this can work. You know? The other thing is, like experiencing at least last 60 years, you know, like very clearly, and still we have the same belief that, you know, it will work, you know, by changing this into this, and every time sound is same kind of, you know, like same kind of sound. So somewhere like we really have to see that this is not trustworthy, you know, like something else need to be trusted, and probably something else has a lot of gambling, you know. There is gambling in there. When you start trusting something else, gambling comes. And somehow, like we just lost this instinct of gambling. You know, somehow, kind of in order to be safe, somehow we lost that instinct. In order to be safe, this is why like we trust the mind, we use the mind in order to be safe. And gambling is not kind of, you know, allowed.
Is it something about having faith?
Having faith, yeah. In faith. Other words, like having faith. Faith is also a gamble, you know. Like you can faith on me and tomorrow I can trick you. So, is a gamble, like faith is a gamble.
So, this is seal.
Yeah, seal. I'm still talking because this is like very important. Like, especially, I think, you know, like even for India, this is very important. This, like, because we are exporting, you know, so much. Yeah. So, of course, this has gone, you know. This was like, at least when I was being brought up, this was very much part of it. And now I don't see, you know. So there is like very much, you know, import is affecting very much. You know.
Which kind of sorry.
Yeah, just
so
that
in other words,
Sila
is like positive open-mindedness.
Positive open-minded. And like I think positive means like just knowing that wrong seeds cannot grow, you know. I have this land which will only grow the right seeds. Rang will become compost. They will help the land. Kind of. So this kind of trust.
And the seeds in this case are my thoughts, ideas, and things like that?
Not really. Like the feelings, basically like more like the feelings. You know? Like really, because thoughts, you know, we really have space for thoughts. We really listen thoughts, you know, all the thoughts. What we don't listen is the feeling. Like we say, maybe some kind of effect of LSD, you know. Like somebody who speaks from the feeling, we say, probably LSD or something. What is new? Like what is these days new? Some new medicine? If there, like, I don't know, so this is why I'm asking if there is any new.
Ayahuasca,
yeah, so some effect.
Could you give an example of how you experienced that when you were young? You said you felt it's gone.
Like, generally, you know, like my parents will say that, you know, Like, if I'm not listening to anyone, they will say, you have to listen, kind of. Not in a bad way, kind of, you know, you have to listen and then not react. You know, I cannot react immediately. You know. I really have to see, feel, use my feelings, and then I can decide what I do. So, like in that way.
Seems like it's also about awareness.
About
awareness as well as like how things feel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like cultivating awareness and to be discerning.
Cultivating awareness.
And to be discerning.
Mm-hmm.
Like to discern. To be very like close to what's going on inside so that you can discern what is helpful and what is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like kind of, you know, because quick, you know, to become quick, like feeling takes little time. Like, you know, like when you have to feel, you say, ah, okay, you know, let me feel. Like it, and you have to close eyes and say, okay, you know, 1 or 2 minutes pass, and then you come back. And to react, you don't have to feel. Your eyes are open, and you really can say, like this. So, she's saying that I really want to be like, you know, my inner gesture will be like that, like seal. I will really listen, like I will really have soft absorbers, you know, good ones, you know, decent ones, and really listen. So first thing, like, you know, first gesture, like of the psyche, my psyche will be listening.
Mm-hmm. But the word you're using in the metaphor of cars, I don't understand it.
The shock absorber. Like in cars, like, you know, when you are running a car,
shock.
Like something like, you know, like in the West, maybe not, in India, there are like many, many holes, you know. And you go like bump, you know. So something like helps you not to feel this bump. So that is called shock absorber. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Please take your time, yeah? No,
okay.
Like, we are not in a hurry, you know? So, first thing, yeah.
So, what I think I heard was that we've lost the trust that only seeds that are useful for us will, in fact, grow if we give space to receive everything that comes in before we respond. To me is that our age is understood to be an age of information,
mm-hmm.
and that we are overloaded, our psyches are overloaded with a constant incoming barrage
mm-hmm.
of opinions and mm-hmm. politics mm-hmm. and words,
yeah.
and that in fact this reaction is like a crude safety mechanism that
mm-hmm.
has grown up
yeah.
to protect our sensitive psyches from too much
mm-hmm.
and that actually because the machine overtook the human evolution it is dangerous. Dangerous, that word's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No longer a useful mechanism if we want to evolve past this point,
mm-hmm.
but that it has kept us safe.
It has. I think safe and not safe at the same time. Like, probably, you know, in one way you can say like we are safe, but in another way, kind of like we have become machines, not human. So, like, for me, this will be like a loss, you know. Like, if we cannot be a human, like, I will see as loss.
Do you think it's possible to come into alignment in a world that is so absolutely focused in the dominant on this?
So, but like my question is, why we have to be as world want us to be? Why can we not be as we want to be?
Individually, yes.
Yeah, individually.
But as human, as a whole, would you say?
But like whole is like part of individual. You know, there is not like whole. So if there are like individual, they say, okay, you know, I just want to be, you know, I don't want all this information. I want like, you know, I can manage, I can put up with this much information.
And stop.
Somewhere like, otherwise, you know, somewhere we have to do this. Like, individuals have to decide that it's not like a... in someone else's hand, that you have to really have all the, you know, you have to have car, you have to have a mobile phone, you know, it's not have to. If I want to, I will. If I don't want, I will not. You know, this decision has to be made by us somewhere, not by the industrialist, you know, like those people, because they really want, kind of, you know, like if you see in India also, like I see, that first they kind of sell, and then they give, like somehow they manage that you get a loan to buy. You know, it's like, now it's like second kind of thing is going on in India, that you really can get a loan to buy anything. Then you really have to work to pay back, you know. So somehow like you are living what they want to live, you know. You want to kind of in the morning, you woke up and you thought, I should meditate today, 10 minutes. But because of them, you know, because then suddenly this comes, I have to pay back, you know, this installment. So I don't have time to meditate.
And solve in the name of freedom, solve in the name of individuality.
Yeah, this is like so much like, you know, somehow like selling not freedom. On the name of freedom, you know, somehow, and we all are part of that, you know. Somehow, like, you know, it's like, I don't know how we can say ourselves intelligent, you know. Yeah. I don't feel like saying myself intelligent, you know. Somewhere, so, I think, yeah. So somewhere, Cuba have to work, you know.
Yeah, because you cannot decide.
So this listening, it's both outer and inner.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
This listening is both outer and inner, and I'm saying yes. First thing now will be like to really be aware of this mechanism, like what we kind of implanted, you know, like really if I'm saying or somebody is making me to say so. Like when we say, I don't have time to meditate, you know, if this is coming from me or some industrialist is making me to say so. So that, you know, somewhere we have to be aware of.
I think I understand what you mean in a way, but sometimes in order to be able to listen, I think it's important not to listen to some things because of what you were saying about there being too much stuff. So sometimes I feel like I can't listen to the news at the moment. I don't.
Yeah.
But isn't that doing what your parents said not to do? Like not listening to things.
like sometimes, like what you are saying, that you feel sometimes that is too much, and then you don't want to listen. So, you know, that, of course, with a different sentence, like with different kind of, you know, language, if everyone is saying same thing, then of course somewhere we have to say, okay, you know, stop this. I don't want to listen same thing again and again. Generally, I think, you know, what you are saying, that you listen, you know, this, like, some company advertising same thing, then another company, then another kind of, those kind of thing, and you say, stop this. Like, this is my feeling, you know, if I'm correct. So I think, you know, that we have to say, stop, you know, because it's not useful.
But I think there are some things that, like, because you were saying that the seeds that aren't useful turn into compost, I think there are some seeds that just, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, certain women's magazines or whatever, I know I read them and I don't think they're turning into compost in me.
Yeah.
Like, so I just think, I don't want to read you, I don't want to go there.
Also on that level, certainly, you know, I was not going to touch this subject because this is like very, very kind of really, you know. Yeah, it's like, yeah, the question is like, she's saying that I read women magazine many times.
No, I didn't say that.
I say to myself, I don't want to listen to this magazine.
This is the inner listening, this is listening to the deeper place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also reactive. But
yeah, I think not reactive, like you really know that it kind of, you have to become part of a group, you know, group thinking. Like when you say no, you say no to become part of that group thinking. This is what you say no to. So it's more like, kind of, you know, okay, but I don't want to be part of that group. You know, like saying no to, you know, something like that.
It's like there are two choices. There's a first choice about where do I put myself. And when I've chosen to put myself somewhere with my ears open, then I can make the choice to listen
mm-hmm.
without the soldiers popping up to react before the sentence is finished.
Mm-hmm.
But the first choice I make is, what do I want to listen to?
Mm-hmm. No, like, kind of, you know, like, you know, first choice you are saying, like, you make, that, like, what do I want to listen?
That the first choice is, because this is about discernment again, isn't it? It's about knowing that some things just deep down make you feel horrible.
Yeah.
And there's no, like,
there is no, like, listening the deep, like,
yeah.
As Bodhidharma says, like, really you listen, and you say, it doesn't work for me, you know. Like being part of that group doesn't work for me. You know, it's not for the love. Somehow, you know, this is what you feel. And then you can say no to that. So some kind of deep listening has to be there. You know, like you're really listening.
Flower is born out of mud,
mm-hmm.
like out of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
and which reminds me of like the mind, yeah, like, is it actually possible, is she saying as well that something like the thoughts we create can actually somehow be growing soil, not growing, can actually be compost, can actually be the suffering they create or something, can actually bring something good? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm expressing it very well.
No, you are expressing. I can feel what you are saying. You are saying that if some thoughts also can be composed, you know, this is kind of your question.
The thoughts are apparently, they initially seem bad, limited, mm-hmm. lies, mm-hmm. Can actually somehow teach us something through the suffering or something they create?
The thoughts, suffering, yeah, clear. Look, so actually, like what happens, like they create suffering, but we always find somebody to blame, you know, like thought, like on thought level, like somehow we are very clever. So we never blame the thought, you know, but blame someone, you know, like somebody, my partner, you know, my son, you know, my daughter. So really, we never blame them. So if we can really start seeing that they are also blamable, you know, we can blame them. So maybe then they become like composed.
If we see them for what they are.
So second, now, I think, second gesture she's saying is santosh, which is also not part of the culture. Santosh is like a contentment. And santosh, contentment. And she's saying, like, I will make second gesture of my psyche, contentment. Means, of course, like, if you are content, then, like, this reaction is not immediate. Like, you have, like, time for this sand to kind of, you know, to be around you, like, somehow. There is like this time given so that sand can somehow, you know, be around you. So she's saying like second gesture of my psyche will be contentment. And then third thing I will not freak out. So you, I also don't know what. So I listen from you, kind of. You know, so freaking out. I really don't know what freak out is. So if you can say so. Drama, okay.
What do you say? You said something.
It's like a, in other words, like having trust in life. Like if you have trust, I think, you know, there is always a way. Okay. Trust is there, there is always a way. And if trust is not there, then, of course, freaking out is the way. But it doesn't work, kind of. Like, it seems like a way, but kind of has no remedy. Like, seems like working without remedy. So,
so this kind of trust is, I wonder if we have more trust on our ground. Our ground.
Uh-huh. I think like what this trust means, that you know, this can, you can get rid of reacting if you have the trust. Like if you really see, you know, there are enough reasons to trust, because there was a day like when we were like, I can say to you, please don't take personal, when you were in your mother's womb and only one day, you know, not even eyes, not even nothing. And then, you know, after coming to mother's womb, like out of the mother's womb, you know, no way to buy milk. If you look like this, then of course there will be trust, you know, like you. You know that you didn't have any account, you know, not even like a single dollar, you know, but you were fed milk. So like, this is what she's saying, like, you know, like really seeing the life, and then there is trust. Because
I just wonder if we all drunk milk, mm-hmm. and we are wandering around and feeling also. I also incorporate something Jaya have said this afternoon, like feeling like others have also your own feelings. I wonder. Mm-hmm. Not trust of others. I mean, when somebody of some friend, some whatever, talk with you and they tell you something, then you got this reaction. Because somehow I have read this kind of books, like these books, that you just are wandering there, walking the earth, and traveling, and you find someone and he starts to speak, and you listen, and
mm-hmm.
maybe you put it inside you or not, but you listen first. Mm-hmm. So this is what I say.
Yeah, but like what will happen that later, like if you allow this, like in the beginning, you know, you have kind of listened everything, but later somehow you will also know, you know, to whom to listen and to whom to not. Listening everyone, somehow you really, somehow this feeling grows, what to listen and how to put off your ears, you know, without ear plugs,
yeah.
Kind of, you know.
But you can be, of course, because of this from the mind, you can be wrong.
You can be?
Wrong.
Like not from the mind, you know. This is what I'm saying. Like once you start listening, then there will be like a feeling, you know, like will decide, you know, what to listen, what to not listen. Not the mind. And then you many times like you will just put off the, you know, without having earplugs, you listen nothing. Right?
So this ground is down.
Down
these grounds that makes things grow and where the soil is there,
mm-hmm.
It's down the feelings. below.
Like, also we can say in the feeling, like from the feeling and below, you know, this everything, kind of, you know, that kind of realm is, like even in feeling, if you allow other, you know, to be there, feelings also have, like, you know, if you remember yourself feeling, not thinking, and, you know, your friend told you that I have, you know, this, in my bank account, 50,000, you know, US. And that time you didn't know, but you went home and started feeling, and, you know, suddenly you knew that your friend is lying. Many times this happens, that really, not at the same time, because this takes time, you know, like, you know, somebody says something, and, like, I'm talking like this, and if you really test me and use your feeling, you can know that I'm lying. Now, it's like, you will never be mistaken, and how to do this is like, what I'm listening, what I'm saying, you can really feel, you know, when you are lying down, and feel, and then you know, this Ajay is just making a story, you know, he's a liar, kind of. And, you know, there is no way that from feeling anyone can hide anything. Like, you know, they really are such great, you know, like you really, once you start trusting, they are trustworthy, you know. Like, we really trust thoughts, and every time, like, we, at home, we say, I really made mistake. Like, every time we have to repeat same sentence, like, we really trust the thoughts, and then after, you know, like, after some time, we have to say this sentence, I really made a mistake. And, like, I can assure you, if you start listening the feeling, I think there will come a time, and there will be, like, because they are so mixed in the beginning, that you will go in the mind, and, like, they are not, you cannot separate feeling and mind. But once you start separating them, you clearly know this is feeling, this is thought. The day you know this, after that you will never make mistake, because, you know, it's so such a kind of X-ray kind of thing, you know, you really can, you know, see in. So, then gamble.
And then mistakes
will happen. Yeah. So, yeah, this is why I'm saying, like, there will be, like, part of mistakes.
There were two gambles.
Sorry, yeah. Two? Yes, please. I'm very sorry, you know, I was just listening Jaya, seeing Jaya, so I'm very sorry. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, like, the feelings, because they are so much influenced by the mind, so many times they are wrong. But once you really start using, there will be like a time of mistakes, but then clarity will come, you know, around the feeling. I think once you are very, very clear.
It's only when we get to this level that we can really recognize our pure, it's more than feeling, it's not feeling.
Okay, so.
To recognize the pure truth, it's another level.
Yeah, so, like, I'm asking you to, you know, get there, you know, the another level. And in the meantime, I expect that everyone will make some mistakes. Because, like, every day we make mistake, listening the mind, listening the thought. So why not to make mistakes some days and get like hope that, you know, in future I will not make mistake. Like instead of like what I will choose instead of making mistakes every day and telling myself I really made the wrong choice. I will like to make mistakes for a few days, hoping that in future I will not. You know, this way I will choose. But I don't know about you, but you will. Somebody? Yeah.
How? Make a training.
Uh-huh.
I believe in that there is something like instinctive in us.
Mm-hmm. I think because like we don't listen is like generally, like if we keep on listening instinct, they will more often come, you know. Like if I knock on your door and you never open your door, certainly I will not knock.
Yeah.
And if you open, then, you know, I will knock more. Kind of. So similar with the instinct, they really knock. And then, because we don't open door, then they say, okay, you know, I can sleep, you know.
Like, there are many times,
mm-hmm.
first choice, when I say, I want to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
I see something, and it's good. We women go to another market, and what do I have to choose? I don't know the choice.
So very good. Like you are saying that the first instinct is the right choice. And like my question is, why we have to see this whole supermarket, you know? Yeah, but like, you know, it's our choice, you know, why somewhere. But why, you know? You know, you can just choose something, not see the supermarket. No? Can we not do this?
We can.
Yeah.
We have to decide. We have to say, so that's me, that's my way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like...
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, like, one more thing we have to kind of say to ourselves, that, you know, I'm not missing. Kind of, you know, generally, when we feel that I'm missing, then we have to see the whole supermarket, you know.
Yeah,
like,
doubt.
Yeah, the doubt. So somewhere like, okay, you know, even if I miss, I can put up my life, you know, like with the missing. You know, I can accept missing, you know, like let missing be part of my life, kind of, somewhere. So it feels like today we cannot finish this, so we have to wait another day because it's already time. So we can sit quietly for a couple of minutes and see what another day. thank you for listening, and please don't forget that we will be waiting for you with our whole heart. So please don't leave us alone.